to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Good morning, everyone. This is Alexander Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and this is a pre-recorded interview for June 14th, 2016. You can always catch my live BBS radio shows on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we also have a YouTube channel, and we also have a Vimeo channel. So you can always catch us as well on the daily blog, which runs 365 days a year. And, you know, if you go there, there's also a widget on the side to find us and find our YouTube channel. And I have Matthew Hurtado. I think some of you already know about Matthew. We've done a couple of interviews already before. When we met, we really resonated on the same page regarding health. As you all know, that's my big love of my life. And especially because of my own walk and my own trauma of with the accident and other things. And because we were talking the other day on the phone, we both felt really passionately about the circumstances that are surrounding the whole controversy with all of the doctors that are literally dropping like flies. You know, I was listening to a Thrive interview, and he was saying something like, really, realistically, there's probably up to more like 60 to 70 possible alternative doctors and therapists that have been, in my opinion, taken out, murdered, assassinated, and shut up. And what they feel is permanently. So we thought it would behoove us to bring that information forth. And for those of you who are not familiar with Matthew, he is the CEO of Network Holdings, and he has been involved in fitness and health supplements since the age of 15 when he first fell in love with bodybuilding. As you can see, Matthew's a pretty buff dude. He has overcome an eating disorder, Lyme's disease with chronic fatigue syndrome and PTSD, as well as having endured the financial strains of the illnesses themselves. And after becoming successful in several different ventures and running the operations of multi-million dollar companies in sales, Matthew decided and noticed that he didn't like the supplement industry. He definitely found some corruption in there. And one common denominator that kept showing up was that most of these companies had inferior ingredients containing toxins and selling their products for thousands of times the actual cost of the what it costs to produce the actual end product. To make matters worse, many of the most successful supplements are sold via the endorsement of a doctor or a health guru, which also ties into the profits of the company. So he decided in 2013 that it was time to invest his own money and research and development and brand a whole new product line that would help him feel safe and help his children relish in good health. And this meant for the ultra pure ingredients and world-class manufacturing would have to be the backbone of the company that he produced. He has found cutting-edge science and innovative thinking to be a core element in this. And also he wanted to bring forth a new product that is affordable for all of those of us that may be struggling financially. So he birthed the Complete Essentials line. And if you have not checked that out, most of you know that Matthew and I work very tightly together. I've been promoting his RNA drops for, gosh, I don't know, what, a year, Matthew?
Yeah.
And they're pretty incredible. So we've already done some interviews on that. I'm not going to repeat myself. If you're interested in really diving in and knowing a little bit more about what he does, please check out the other interviews. Just type in Matthew Hurtado on my YouTube channel. That would be youtube.com/galacticconnection, and you'll be able to find him there. So today we're going to discuss his new improved, but actually not improved, right? But his new amazing product called DNA Evolve. And I think for anybody who is looking at DNA or how you can clean up your pineal gland or how you can increase your ability with your psychic gifts and, you know, decalcify your pineal gland so that you have more clarity and awareness and intuitive skills, this is the time because the light's really meeting us halfway. So I want to bring him in, and we're going to talk about some of the health issues that are going on and, you know, just kind of an all-encompassing discussion today. So, hi, Matthew.
Hey, Alexandra. Well, as we were saying earlier, I just want to bring it to everyone's attention that as the shifting's been going on and you can just sense all of the chaos in the environment right now, my intuitive abilities have gone through the roof, and I sense just things so much more. And the minute I looked into your room, I felt like, wow, look at the order and the establishment there. And then I felt your energy, and it's just, there's love coming from you. And it's more even, it's gotten more since the past year, since we first initially met. So
right on.
I want you to talk about like some of the, whatever you're willing to talk about with what you have going on, because it's obviously working. So.
Well, I mean, for me, first of all, just being able to go from working on my bed 24/7 to actually having an office, I mean, that was a really huge move. And secondly, I'm involved in so many different projects behind the scenes that are very planetary. And one of the things that has occurred in the last 30 days is we have had one of the most massive breakthroughs for the planet. And what I mean by that is there has truly been a victory for the light, especially I'm being cautious because there's still lives on the line. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that we're all networked. So many silent light workers are involved in this incredible operation that's going on across the world. And it's truly assisting us in reclaiming our sovereignty and freeing people from imprisonment and horrific experimentation and, you know, things like this. So this is going on in the background. And the other thing I wanted to say was an absolutely huge breakthrough with Tori Smith, who has been absolutely 24/7 working so diligently to try to assist the children that have to suffer satanic ritual sexual abuse on a consistent basis. I know that hits you home because of your children. And he actually was the recipient of this type of abuse when he was young, and he made a promise to Father God. He tells this whole story. He actually died, and when he was dead, he was like, I don't want to go back. And there was a communication between Source and he made the decision if he came back, he was going to come back with a vengeance to save all of the children that are being sacrificed and that are suffering. And boy, does he do that. I mean, I see it because I am working with him holistically, and I see his body. I see the reaction and the kind of information he gives me, and I can scan it and review it through our consciousness-based systems that we use. And that's definitely been helping me as well. So good news is he really stirred up a ruckus, Matthew, and went down to the local governments and asked all of the different departments, what can I do to file some paperwork against the pedophile ring? And he was making accusations against the governors and the senators and the police department, because he's actually personally seen them. He's remote viewed them. He knows their names. I mean, he knows how many times they've done it. They knows how many people they've taken out. The guy's like a computer, seriously. He received this gift in 2010, 11, 12, something like that. And so they gave him the runaround. And he got really irritated. And within 24 to 48 hours, they showed up at his door and they arrested him for public nuisance. So he had a pretrial hearing, and he was deathly ill when he showed up because they've been severely using bioweapon attack on him. And he showed up, and we had done a ceremony the day before, and we were assured he was going to be receiving justice. Next day, he goes to court. They release, they drop the charges.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, nothing is worse than when you mess with children. It even has that in the Bible. I don't remember the exact scripture, but it says, woe unto you that, you know, would harm the children. But that, you know, I do have children, and that's what drives me. My children keep me going. They're innocent. They're pure. So what kind of satanic, you know, attack would, it's just bullshit is what it is. So I'm glad he's out there doing that.
Yeah. So, but what it also shows me is that they're guilty.
Yeah.
They don't want to bring that attention to the courtroom, and he has information. And so they're constantly on him, and he'll talk about how he's had something like 1,700 near-death experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. But this was his mission, to bring this out and really bring an awareness. So that's good news, folks. Yeah. Really good news. You know, not that that's your world or your life or anything else, but I just think that's really big, because it's starting to show me, and I told Matthew, I really want to stress this. If you want something really badly and it didn't work before, and you've been praying and you've been asking and you've been commanding, go outside today and do it again. I was given a message last week, very stern message from Father God and Mother God. And it was, we've just been waiting for you to ask. And I'm like, God, I thought I'd asked. I thought I'd asked like a bunch of times, and but then I thought maybe I did it in a different way. So I went down there with all of my power and intention and purpose, and commanded the things that I want changed on this planet that are for the people, by the people, with the people, and for every living being, all animals and plants and trees and earth and everything else. So that's just a reminder. Please try this again. Do not base today on yesterday, because we aren't there anymore. And that was my lesson last week. What we're going through right now is the reason we're having some difficulties breaking through and really taking advantage of these energies and light, is because we're not used to actually being able to see the results of what we command. But I had that happen to me last week. I mean, bam, instantaneously.
That's cool.
Yeah, so try it. And remember, today's a new day. This is the new world. We're bridging a heaven on earth. And it is up to us to change our thought processes. And because of that, I called Matthew, because I started thinking about the sadness around the whole alternative healing and health community. And because we're always talking about those kinds of things, I said, you know, we really should do an interview on this, because there's fear associated with all these murders that are going on. And there's hesitancy and trepidation to continue on your search to bring forth whatever you feel is going to assist society. And I say to you today, if you command that you have that protection, and you command that you really believe that your back is covered, it will be.
Yep.
Okay? It will be. And it is. And look at Matthew. My God, he's paid a very high price for dabbling into some areas that are affecting health. We just talked about that. So, you know, every one of us that steps out and you step into your truth and you step into your authority, you know, it might be a little bit of a transition for you, but oh my God, you can go to bed at night feeling completely in alignment with your Christ self. That's what we all want.
Well, I love where you're going with this, because this is what my discovery has been over the past year. I've been through a really big challenge in the past few months, but I will tell you, I've gotten stronger and faster. And what it is consciousness. I like how you talk about how you're dealing with consciousness technology. And what we're talking about is expressing your own inner power, your ability to control your thought processes. And I still to this day believe that the foundation of, you know, the first point of disease is fear. I think that if you fear a condition, you magnify it. And a lot of the information is already out there. So if you look at Raymond Francis's work, he has a best-selling book called Never Fear Cancer Again. Notice the wordage he used,
good,
fear. And then he also has Never Be Sick Again. Now, he was the pivotal point in my studies when I first started years and years ago when I was bedridden with Lyme. I started to look at his work, and he broke it down, and all disease is actually cellular malfunction that leads to loss of oxygen in the cells. Now, that's on the physical level, but if you look at the metaphysical level, you're talking about other things too. You're talking about consciousness technology. You're talking about, you know, the basics, I think, are fear and love. And so which vibration do you want to be in? That's why I picked up on you right away. You must be feeling good these days because you have such a loving vibration coming off of you. So your physical health must be doing better.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I do feel better. I do feel better. Yeah. I mean, it's... like you and many of the other people that are a bit more high profile, folks, you know what I always say, just because I'm high profile doesn't mean I don't put my pants on the same way you do every day. But yes, because I'm high profile, you know, I tend to be targeted, and that's like a 24/7 kind of, you know, I have to deal with that. So I feel that what has been happening with me is my protection, and that's what I'm constantly working on, is my protection and always remaining a clear vessel where I truly want to deliver what is in alignment with my love, truth, and desire to serve Creator, you know? So if I stay in that place, I'm good, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that's the journey that we're on in my own introspection. I think, you know, it's a sad thing with the doctors, what's happening.
Yeah.
And I have a personal friend that is a doctor, and he's really, really ill right now. Sorry about that. And he thinks that it was when he went to a conference with a lot of other doctors. That was the pivotal point. He took ill after that, and he has, he said five other people at the same conference got ill mysteriously too. And watching the decline has not been a good thing, because I see it, what's happened to him. And he doesn't, they can't find anything, which is the irony of it. They can't find any reasoning behind it. So, you know, a lot of these things, I don't even know where to begin, because this is above my radar. So, but I do know that just because a certain amount of people have died, that I don't think that's the totality of the bigger picture.
No, it's not. And, you know, today what I'd really like to do, I know that people have heard about this. I think the last time that there was a major a compilation of all the people that had been murdered or taken out, it was up to something like 30. And I know Thrive has put out a phenomenal clip, you know, just a quick clip on what's involved. But I thought what we would do today, because Matthew is so knowledgeable in this area, is just kind of do a recap of this. I really feel this is so important. Why? Because we would never see this kind of backlash where the government and the medical mafia really is needing to shut down all these people, including holistic practitioners and people like Matthew. You know, the stuff Matthew's been telling me that's going on with even the legal system and the way they're trying to make it so difficult for those that sell health products, it's disgusting. And it is against our free will. It is against our sovereignty. And the question is, what do we want to do about this? Where are we going to go from here? Now, Matthew, tell them a little bit about, remember the last time we did a review and one of your closer doctor friends had expressed some information to you? I mean, it kind of blew your mind. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the way in which they work and some of the things. I guess my question is, it seems to me that a lot of the doctors are really opening their eyes. The standard mainstream medical doctors are starting to recognize that they too are in a very corrupt industry. Would you agree with that?
I would say it's probably true. I've been avoiding regular standard mainstream doctors since 2012.
Yeah. You know, and that's longer than that.
Yeah, they poisoned me, and then I learned my lesson real quick about what pharmaceuticals can do. It's like a guinea pig test. They put me in with an IV in my arm. They put six different drugs in me because I had a migraine for several days, and I lost the use of my legs for several months after that.
Oh, God.
I had to go through a really big detox protocol. I had to use like zeolites and all these chelation, all this stuff, and you know, go to my healer friends and take a lot of products. Fortunately, through a miracle, I'm back again. But I'll tell you what, I would never want to repeat those months of my life ever. I don't know how I got through it, but ever since that day, I don't go back to them, and that's my personal preference. I think they have a place for certain things, but my preference is I go to naturopath, and I go to the methods that have helped me actually focus on my well-being.
Right on.
Yeah.
But, you know, because you have these kind of connections, it just seems to me like you're having that awareness and having those connections has allowed you to create some amazing products, you know, because knowledge is power. And people tend to not really see it that way. It's like, okay, I have this problem, so just give me this to cancel that out. But I think your journey involved a lot more than that. Right. I mean, you know, even with the RNA drops, when you first started out with that, it wasn't just about giving people more energy, for example, right?
Well, no. Well, there is one belief that, you know, all, you know, illness is loss of energy, like somewhere loss of energy in the cells, etc. I think energy is the thing. You need energy, but it is so much more than just energy. You know, cellular function, you have to function properly. Something is misfiring if you're not feeling well and you're not doing well. And I just go back to the basics. You know, it's toxicity and deficiency. That's what Raymond Francis discovered. He's an MIT-trained biochemist. And, you know, he makes a very good argument that a lot of this research is already out there. We don't need to do any more research. We already have it. So what I did is I went and I did the research myself. I read all of his material and I verified a lot of it and I put it to the test. And a lot of it just comes back to the simplicity that, you know, what is the soil deficient in? You know, are you getting all the minerals that you need? Probably not, because the soil's been over-farmed and they don't replace all the essential minerals. And, you know, toxicity and deficiency. So let's go back to the basics. And that's what I did. And that's all we focus on is the basics, the basics, the basics. And then I think the rest of it is mindset. I think you really do have to, you know, the human spirit, if you decide you're going to live, and we've all seen stories of people who were on their deathbed, and then they made a decision that they weren't going to go, and by some miracle, they got well. And that's where I think the real magic comes, is when people discover how powerful they really are.
Exactly.
And we're really just starting to step into that right now. I think people are going to start realizing that. Now, because you brought up toxicity, I've pulled up a couple articles. This is from www.aircrap.org. I love that title. Anyway, this is MIT researchers' new warning. At today's rate, half of all U.S. children will be autistic by 2025. Half. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, why does this mean anything to any of us? Because all of these murders that have been popping up with these alternative, I mean, a lot of them are MDs who went alternative. Some of them are already in the alternative field, like some of them were homeopaths, chiropractors, you name it. But what they all had in common was they were very aware that an extensive amount of research went down to try to determine why do children develop autism. And here's where it all started. Bradstreet, the doctor, this is back June 19th is when he got taken out. But the story is that he had his own child after receiving an immunization. And the child ended up becoming very, very ill. And it ended up developing autism and that sort of thing. But get this. It has been put out there that when a child receives its DPT shot, now I know, Matthew, you're totally against this stuff. I know you are, right?
Well, I'm very suspect. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Movie Vax that just came out, Robert De Niro speaking, out now. And a lot of these people are coming out because I think everybody knows somebody who knows somebody that may have been affected. So I'm very suspect. I'm not just going to say, yeah, why don't you go ahead and shoot my baby up? No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I had a very close girlfriend when I lived in another state, and she lost her child 2 weeks. I think it was 2 weeks after, or 2 months, and she found the child dead in its crib. And it was right after the day before it had received vaccinations.
Yeah.
And that was an eye-opener for me, and that was like 15, 20 years ago when I heard about that and I really started delving into it. For those of you that are soon-to-be moms or are thinking about becoming pregnant or even grandparents, for God's sakes, who can influence your children, please research the effects of these immunizations on these poor, precious babies. One of the doctors, Dr. Brewer, he talks about the DPT shot. He said in the second and third round, now get this, they go through what's called an encephalitic screen. And what this does is it causes the brain to swell, and the child, get this, screams for hours with their back arched. They're in so much pain that they can't even handle it. When they call the doctor says, oh, that's perfectly normal. It'll go away by tomorrow.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Well, this is what I want to say about that. Freedom and ignorance cannot coexist. And I think what's happened is this deliberate dumbing down of population. It's, you can find the research about that yourself, but take a look at how many people are out there wandering aimlessly, watching the idiot box and just sedating themselves all day long with whatever's available. You cannot have ignorance and freedom at the same time. Freedom is like a muscle. You need to exercise it or it will atrophy and it will go away. And I think what's happened is so many people have been so distracted that they have stopped. They don't read. Okay, first of all, if you're going to put a drug in your child, well, why don't you read the insert? Well, because it's this long. Who has time to read it? It's your child's life. Why not read it? I would read it. I'm not telling you what to do, but I would read it because I have read it, and that's why I'm very suspect, and I don't like what's happened, and I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah, and I think more and more people aren't immunizing their children, and it's becoming a problem. Otherwise, you would not see this strong of a backlash to a conference where this Dr. Bradstreet was putting out information about NAGLAs. Now, Matthew, can you talk to them a little bit about that?
Well, I did the research, the same research you have that anybody can do on the internet. And I think from what I concluded, what it all boiled down to was that the inability to take vitamin D3 into the body is something that everybody was looking at, because you have to have certain levels of vitamin D3. I went to a clinic in Chicago to do a full screening last year. They did every blood panel possible because I wanted to see what my overall health was. And overall, they said things were looking really, really good, except for they said I had a problem with D3. They said it was really, really low. Now, my mom also has a problem with very, very low D3. But here's the issue. I take vitamin D3. So what does that tell you?
That you're not absorbing it.
I'm not absorbing it. I don't know why. So maybe these doctors are onto something, and that's what the argument is they have, maybe they're onto something, because I'm not absorbing it. She's not absorbing it. Obviously, I'm getting some sunlight. I'm taking it. So how come I'm not absorbing it?
Isn't that interesting? Well, and they say that there's like a GC protein within the body that adds the vitamin D, right? And then it becomes a GCMAF and it binds the protein. And the key thing about this whole thing is that when you allow the body to function properly, it very effectively will kill viruses, cancer cells, things like this. But what they found is that when they were looking at statistics and they looked at children when they were just first born, maybe took their blood panel, and then they took their blood panel after they had been immunized, they noticed that there was much higher percentages of NAGLase in their blood. And they found that the NAGLase actually causes what they call a cytokine storm.
Yeah, cytokine, immune system. Yeah.
Okay. And what this does is it's like an all-out attack on the immune system that's trying to protect the body.
Yeah.
You know, what people forget is the body is friggin' brilliant. It is designed to be this amazing self-healing mechanism. Unfortunately, we live in a very toxic world, so we need to give it help, you know, now and again, if not probably more these days. But one of the other reasons I wanted to have Matthew comment on it is because we just had another, did you hear about this? We just had another doctor that was taken out.
No, actually, that's news to me.
Okay, so this guy's out of California. He was found brutally murdered with his family on March 25th. And it says they found him. It was not random. And they called it a brutal murder. The mother and the daughter were actually in the home when it happened in Santa Barbara. Guy was only 57 years old, but they do believe that he was on to something regarding the NAGLase too.
Well, I don't know much about that, but when I did the research, what I did is I saw that there are companies out there that they do like experimental trials from other countries where you can order. I don't know if they're still doing that or not, but I did notice that John Gray, the guy that does Mars and Venus, his company has a yogurt. You know, I guess you can buy a certain yogurt that they call the GCMAF like probiotic. And I do know from my research that a lot of the immune system starts in the gut. And so one thing I've decided to do is I might try that yogurt. So I don't know. I've never tried it, but I know that his company has it for sale. It's not, and I'm not selling it, but that might be an opportunity to try it out, I guess.
Why not? This is really serious stuff. And what I want people to understand is it's one thing for us to be aware. That's really important, but it's another thing for us to take action. And if you cannot do it on a physical level, you can also do it on a spiritual level. You know, send these families light and love, send them protection, command assistance from the company of heaven that we assist all of these alternative doctors, health practitioners, anybody who's stepping out of the mainstream who really wants to, with a pure intention, help humanity. It's so important not to just ignore them because it's not part of your life. Here's another story. April 7th, 2006. We're sorry to break the tragic news that yet another holistic doctor has been killed April 6th and described as a holistically medical approach doctor. He was struck and killed. It was a serious accident with injuries. There's another one.
Yeah.
And it says here, reports state that the three other bicyclists were not injured whatsoever. He was riding a bike.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, the only thing I can think of is, you know, the word lawlessness came to my mind when I think about a lot of things that are happening right now. And, you know, I remember when I was young, I was like 8 years old, and my grandpa, you know, he was originally from Spain. He took me to Mexico a few times. And I remember when we got to the country, he said, "Now remember, Matthew, this country is not like the United States." He's like, "Everything is based on bribery here." He's like, "If a cop pulls you over, you bribe him." He's like, "That's the way it works around here, a different set of rules." And he was telling me this stuff, and I was just a young kid. But when he went on to explain more, it's like mafiosa. It's like, hey, how do you deal with competition when you're in a place where there's lawlessness? Well, they take the competition out. So you can take them out legally, and that's what used to happen in the United States, and it probably still happens. But in a place where there's lawlessness, you just sort of take them out. And so that was what I felt when I was in that place, is I felt, wow, this is like the Wild West, you know, as a young kid. And I remember I was 11 years old, and I was driving in the city. And I was with some relatives, and they were older, but they let me drive. And I'm driving down the street, little 11-year-old. And I remember my grandpa saying, if they pulled me over, just give them all the money I have and they'll let me go. And I remember, I thought, well, that's how it works when there's lawlessness. But think about that. I mean, it's like mafiosa, you know, who's cutting into our profits? Well, you know, and that's what I think of. And what makes me sad is that what can we do about it? What can we do about it? Because we don't write the laws. We're not lawmakers. You know, from what my studies are, I mean, the government is a corporation, and they consider us all franchisees of the corporation, which means that we're subject to the 800 million plus laws that are out there. And those are statutory laws. So this goes into the realm of when most people don't have any idea that any of this exists, what do we do? And that's where I'm perplexed. And the only answer I could come up with is you really have to look out for your own well-being, and you need to do the research, because a lot of the answers are out there, and you have to stop looking to all of, you know, these people in these places of power to tell you what to do. Because honestly, look around you. How many people are healthy? 3 out of 5 or whatever have a chronic diagnosable disease. You know, they're walking around taking their medications. They're not functioning properly. And is that what we call health today? Is that the normal standard of well-being?
No, it's not. And, you know, the answer to what you were saying, I've thought about this so much, is we are here. We are leading and blazing the new trail. We are the enlightened ones. It is up to us to band together, unify our intention, and make the changes that we want. It's actually that simple. Believe it or not, it's that simple. You know, the spiritual industry, for example, we have a lot of pockets, and we have a lot of power, and there are so many silent partners that are doing phenomenal work behind the scenes that I get emails from all over the world. Without them, we would not be where we are today. But what I can say to you is this: if we focus on our small community, even if it's our own meetup group, there's so much power when it's what, two or more, you know, two more together, you know. There's so much power in that now, especially with the light. There's very special light frequencies that have been sent to planet Earth to assist us in creation, assist us in manifestation of a new Earth. You know, this is a decree. This is divinity that's been given to us. We're forgetting that because we're so used to being stuck and unfree. But I say to you, this is the time when we're looking at people getting knocked off because they want to give you and your children a solution to stop dying from autism and cancer and diabetes, you know, and, you know, all these things. What are we doing about this? So this is my pledge to everyone today, is I would love to see someone out there that maybe possibly puts a petition together to bring more information and more focus on all of the people that have been taken out. I would love to do that. Not just sending it out through alternative mainstream. I mean, really putting a petition together, getting tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of signatures, and really bringing together on a specific date that we ask and we command that this change. We command that this medical mafia be energetically and strategically removed from the equation, okay? You know, and allow us to move forward on our own health desires.
And I like that idea. And I think you're right. I think we have to, you know, let's be primitive here and let's call it prayer. You know, I mean, let's just say the power of prayer.
Right.
Let me tell you a secret about that. I remember when I was getting my Lyme resolved with advanced cell training, Gary Bleier, he's one of the miracle people on the planet. And I remember him saying one time, we tried our technique without prayer and it didn't work. And then when we added the prayer to it, it worked. So I remember him saying that, and guess what? It worked for me, and I know a lot of people it's worked for. So maybe you're onto something. Maybe getting a collective together and sending out the intent and the prayer, maybe that's where the action is.
I think it is. So if anybody who wants to assist me in that area, you know my workload's pretty crazy, but I would love to see someone step forward and contact us. Matthew and I will assist you in that endeavor. Because I think if we do this, we will see results. And honestly, we need that. We need to see that on a global scale or even on a community scale so that it's contagious. We get excited. We understand that things are really starting to change for us, that there is assistance. And, you know, on a physical level, we continue to create, we continue to manifest those gleams and dreams that we continue to receive on a divine level. And I really do believe Matthew's products are like that. We have such a similar story. You know, we both got knocked on our butts for a long period of time. And frankly, those are some of your strongest healers because we speak from testimony and we speak from empathy, you know, and we speak from compassion, knowing what it felt like to be in that circumstance. I feel that I have some phenomenal tools. We've been putting this together for a long time. It's called Galactic Energetic Solutions. If you're interested in hearing more about it, drop me an email and we can talk to you.
Yeah, and I'll vouch for that. It's pretty spot on accurate as we discussed before. I'm not going to go into details because it's
right.
Private, but the stuff that you have access to is really, really incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And so, you know, what Galactic Connection here is here to do, obviously, is to bring forward the truth and also to inspire and direct and guide and educate and whatever else and just and basically assist the masters on the planet. That's who we're typically talking to. Now, with Matthew's RNA drops, I have gotten back quite a bit of feedback from the clientele that I work with. And I've heard everything from, you know, more energy to one of the biggest number one things I get, because we're all suffering from this, is, you know, we have a difficult time having clarity because we contend with GMO foods, chemtrails, and all the frequencies that are dissonant to our energy waves, okay? I hear that a lot. Okay, you know, the clarity, the ability to focus better, the ability to concentrate more.
Yes.
That's something you hear a lot, or?
Yeah, and I'm glad you segued into this, because what I was going to say, what I decided to do for my solution, since I agree, I feel that ignorance and freedom cannot exist, is we need a way to become stronger than the environment. We need to be able to think again. We need to be able to process. We're in a hyper-anxiety environment right now. The data sphere is crowded. It's congested. There's so much information. How do we assimilate it? How do we absorb it? Well, what are people doing? I know a lot of very high-end executives that run big, giant companies, and sadly to say, a lot of them do use, like, what is it called? Modafinil? that is a prescription smart drug. And yeah, I guess it's not a bad thing because, hey, there's not many side effects and it works for people. But for me, it's a prescription. I'm not interested in that stuff. That's just my preference. So I looked in the area of nootropics and I thought, okay, what are some of the botanicals out there that actually work? And I thought, well, why not develop a hybrid? Why don't we look at ultra pure organic botanicals, because those are the purest out there, and we look at the technology that we had in the complete essentials RNA drops, the monatomics. What if we put them together and we created the world's first ascension nootropic? And so that was my brainchild months and months ago. I put Dr. Howard to work with it, and we came with it, and it was released just recently. And I want to tell you, it's brought a 30%+ increase in our company with just the release of this product without any real advertising, because the feedback we've been getting is extraordinary. Wow. And I want to tell you why I developed this product. Okay. Years ago, I did a gene test. They do a MTHFR gene test to look for a mutation. What they call it is the MTHFR gene defect. And they allege that up to 30 to 50% of Americans have this. And what it does is it causes these anomalies to show up, where for me, my cortisol levels were off during the day and they were off during the night, and my neurotransmitters were haywire. So what does that do to you? Well, tired all day and can't think, and then at night I'm just wired and I can't sleep. Man. And so then it creates a cycle, and then I go through these highs and lows. I go up, I go down, I go up, I go down. I was going through that my whole life. And then when I did this test, they identified that I had this gene mutation. And so what they did to correct it was they put me on a product called L5-MTHFR. And what that is it's vitamin, B9, I believe. It's a B vitamin. And they also put me on a methylated B12. Now, methyl B12 is the only B12 that your body recognizes instantly. Yeah, you can also use hydroxycobalamin. But methylcobalamin is advanced B12 that actually works. Most products on the market use cyanocobalamin. And you can always tell a cheap product because they have cyanocobalamin in the product. And what that is a cyanide molecule attached to it. So when it breaks off, it releases into the toxin in your body, cyanide. So it's poison. And it's actually cost less than a fraction of a penny to put it into the product. So a lot of people say, look at all this B12. You know, it's got 6,000, you know, percentage, but it's garbage because cyanocobalamin is completely useless, synthetic. So what we did is we put together this nootropic with the methyl B12. It has the ginkgo biloba. It has the GABA GH3, which is two fused B vitamins. It has the methyl B12. It has stem cells. It has oxytocin, which is the love chemical. And it has so much more all together in a synergistic blend, plus everything that we put into the RNA drops with our company, merging it together into one product.
Wow. So for the people that are taking RNA drops, what do you recommend they do?
Well, we've been carrying it for a little while, but you know, everything evolves over time, and that's where we got the name from. He said, okay, what do we call this thing? And I was like, well, it's evolving. So what are we evolving? Well, what's DNA? DNA is just like light, you know, it's energy and information. We pick it up and we can change it with our thoughts and our beliefs. So DNA evolve. So the DNA evolve is the new thing. So we're introducing people to DNA evolve, but let me tell you why some people might want to stay with the RNA drops. Because this does have some contraindications for certain people. And I believe it is if you're using MAIO inhibitors. That means if you're on prescription antidepressants, you don't want to take this. You can use the RNA drops if you're on those drugs, but if you're on those drugs, you can't use this.
Whoa. Okay. Well, so that's, hey, you know, how many people are out in, especially in my audience, I don't know if there's that many people on pharmaceuticals at all.
Yeah.
You know, most people just want to, they'd want to stay away from pharmies as much as they can. Well, I found the pricing particularly amazing. So go over that with people because I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Well, this is what took so long. I had to argue tooth and nail for this to happen. Because you and I got together maybe 8 months ago or so, and we discussed, and you said, look, your RNA drops are great, but the price is sort of up there, and it's prohibiting a lot of people from accessing it. What can we do? And I said, you know, Alexander, it costs a fortune to make these, but I never let down a challenge. And I thought, you know, maybe we should see what we can do. So I thought about it. We went to work with it, and we battled month after month, and we got the Ultra Pure ingredients, and we got it all together. And this is priced at only $79.99. So it's more effective than what was previously sold. It's $79.99. That's our introductory price. And what we're going to do is anyone who purchases it with the code that you have, we're going to grandfather them in and lock them in forever on that price if they want to order it as often or as little as they like. So that's the best we could do. And the best part about it is there are 60 servings in this bottle. I use one serving a day, and for a lot of people, that's plenty enough. It's potent stuff. So that can be a 2 month supply. So now you're looking at around $30 to $35 a month price range. And that is the challenge you put out to me about a year ago. You said, can you get the product for that price? And I did not think I could do it at that time.
No, you didn't.
I did not. I said, there's no way. But then we thought about it. We were like, yes, we can do that. So we can do that.
That's really exciting. That's really exciting. I can't wait to try the new product. I've been on the RNA drops, and I do get a lot of really good comments on it. Well, so the DNA Evolve, you don't need to take it more than once a day.
Well, you only take it, okay. Now, this is not just like the RNA. The RNA works with consciousness, monatomic elements.
Okay.
You got atomic gold, silver, iridium, ruthenium. Now, that has a immediate cumulative effect according to the 2003 studies at the Alpha Learning Institute in Switzerland. They found that the gold is immediate and cumulative. And so what I discovered with the RNA is that as I built it up, I started to have to wean down a bit because it took a while. But then I noticed after a while it was starting to kick in. With this, you notice right away. So you will be able to find your level right away, like within a day or two. So I say start small, start with a half a dropper full, see how you do. Because I went to I had a booth at the New Living Expo, and I was sampling this out to hundreds of people. And a lot of people were like, whoa, you know, like, this is too much. And I said, well, okay, cut it back. And then they found their perfect sweet spot. So
perfect. So how many drops are you recommending per dose to start out?
If you open it up, here, let me just open a bottle for you. You squeeze it, you can see the dropper, it fills up. So you got a dropper full in here. The new bottles, actually, this is our previous run. The new ones have a little indicator of how much is in the vial there.
Perfect.
So what I recommend is you squeeze it down to when you have about that much in the dropper. Just half. A little under the half mark.
Okay.
And try that for your first day or two.
So what happens when they said, whoa, this is too much, what were they feeling?
Just kind of like, imagine if your awareness was magnified
and
brighter, and you were like, wow, like I'm buzzing, like my head's buzzing, I feel tingly, like it's powerful.
So it's waking up all the receptors, right?
Yeah, it helps with supporting the dopamine levels, it helps with the brain balancing with the myotomics, and it also helps with the mood support, because a lot of times people say, I just want to feel better. Well, it's, you get the oxytocin in there, and you got the, the hortanine and the PEA. PEA is also induces sort of like love, like the association of love feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So what I noticed is, I won't share the testimonials we've been getting back, because some people have had some really, really cool things happen that have had problems for a long time, like I did, where they go up and down and up and down emotionally. Well, a lot of times that emotional stuff can be traced back to neurotransmitters. And that's what I found when I did my gene test, is my neurotransmitters were flipped. So during the day, I'm like all sluggish and depressed. Well, imagine if you had to work all day feeling like you're sluggish and depressed. Well, what do people do? They try to fix it intuitively because they know that like dopamine was low for me. So what do I do? I was reaching for energy all day, like, you know, let's slam this, let's slam that. Well, unfortunately, you lose the effects over time, but then side effects don't go away. So then all of a sudden you're having palpitations, you know. And when I fixed it, well, now I'm productive all day, and then I sleep nice at night.
So it's actually really helping the sleep patterns then?
For me especially, yeah. I had really bad insomnia for a long time. I mean, it was, I don't even know if you call it insomnia, but it was waking up four times a night because my brain wanted to work.
That's very interesting. I'm just thinking about all the clients that I work with. And, you know, we've kind of chalked it up to when we tap in, we get a lot of guidance telling us that the sleep patterns have been disrupted because of the light packets that are being, you know, delivered, okay? I mean, we're being so overloaded and bombarded. There's an assimilation process within the body that's just trying to come to a point of stasis, you know? I mean, of just, okay, you know, getting into an assimilated state where, you know, the body can just kind of go, okay, it's good.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But when it's coming and it's growing and it's kicking up and it's kicking up and it's, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
At night when you go to bed, your brain is just like, you know?
Yeah.
So that is normal right now through the ascension process. But if this helps the sleeping patterns, that's phenomenal.
Well, let me add on to that and tell you what else has happened. My sleeping, you know how when you go to sleep, you can go into those astral realms and you can actually get information?
Yes, totally.
Yeah. Okay, I told you at the beginning, my feeling, my intuitive nature has magnified, plus my sleeping astral has magnified, and I've had answers come to me. I put the question out. I had a lady that commissioned me to build a marketing system for her company, and I thought, okay, I can do this, and I was thinking on the question, and I couldn't get the answer, and one night, I woke up at 3 in the morning. I was half asleep, and I was half awake. And I was downloading all of the information.
Right on.
I got up and I wrote it down. The next morning, I put it into application, knocked it out of the park. It was the answer. And this has happened to me 3 times in the past couple months. And usually I'd have to go years and I'd have one experience every now and then where I'd get an epiphany. But now it's been happening more and more and more. And maybe that's just because we're intensifying. Maybe all of us are going through this shift faster and faster, like you said. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I'm extremely grateful for it.
That's fantastic, Matthew. Well, yeah. I mean, we still need, the body needs a lot of assistance. First of all, because we're carrying a very ancient backpack. I mean, you know, with the DNA analysis that I do and the frequencies that I work with, there's no question that there is such ancient past life garbage that we're carrying. There's some really bizarre stuff that shows up that, you know, you wouldn't normally be running into in this lifetime or at this timeline. So it's become very apparent to me. We've come here completely densified, really heavy, really wanting to dump this stuff. And whatever we can do, especially on an energetic level, and that's why I like your product so much, you know, that is really giving love to your physical body, seriously, because it is working so hard right now.
Yeah, and I will tell you the difference for me has been night and day. I'm reading over 5 books a week now, and I'm cramming. Like, I've decided, you know, this whole ignorance and freedom can't exist in the same realm has really set home with me. And I thought, okay, so the threat is I'm ignorant. I need to rise above that, and I need to start getting my own PhD in my own studies, because that's what's happening with the world. We need to get smart fast. We need to know what's going on. So that's one of the reasons why I developed this product. And the other was because I did that gene test, and I knew that I was flipped, and I had to fix it. So I've been really, really happy, and that we've been getting good feedback in that realm too.
Right on.
Yeah.
And you've had this out for how long?
This has been 6 weeks, I think, now.
Oh,
and
wow.
Our first batch sold out.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it just, we
just happened to call you. I didn't even know that.
Oh, you're intuitive. You knew. You felt it. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, yeah. Hey, I'm excited. So listen, everybody, if you're called to take his products like I am, and you know, you can feel his purity of heart for sure, and they do work, check it out. You can go to his website, which is still rnadrops.com.
Well, let me give you how you purchase this, because this is important. This
okay.
is
for you guys. Everybody listen.
Okay, this is for you. Yeah, you go to rnaevolve.com.
Oh.
Not DNA Evolve. Somebody actually has that domain name already. It's not me. You go to rnaevolve.com. You'll see the price at $79.99, but you need to enter the code GC11 because that price is set to go and expire soon. So we need to have that locked in with your name so that throughout the future, you can always get that price.
Right on.
Yes.
What a deal.
It's a great deal. Yeah.
And you're supporting Galactic Connection too, you know?
You are.
And we do a lot for free, and our expenses are rising like all the time.
Oh, gosh.
So we need help whenever you can send it our way financially, because we still are in this 3D world, folks. So please check it out. So it's rnaevolve.com. Do not forget to put in GC11. I mean, the coolest thing of all is he's grandfathering you in to keep you at that lower price, because he is going to be raising the price.
Yes. And I also want to add in the last thing is that we offer the 30-day unconditional reverse risk guarantee. Because I'm like you, I've tried a lot of products. Now, what happens if you don't like this product? We give you an in-store credit. We will exchange it with any one of our exclusive products. We got minerals. We got all sorts of things. You can check it out at our website.
Awesome products, guys.
In fact, you're going to love it. And if you do, then you'll be grandfathered in. And if it's too strong for you or if you can't use it, we'll give you something in exchange that's an equal value so we can keep your happiness. That's what we want. We want you to be happy and we want you to be healthy.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. I just ran into somebody the other day. They've been on your RNA drops for quite a long time. They really like them. They felt a change in their, everything. They just felt like they were kind of cruising through the day. They didn't, yeah. they weren't as triggered by their corporate triggering points.
Yeah. The stress.
Yeah, the stress. It really helped with stress. That was for sure.
Yeah. So some people say, well, okay, what's the real difference between the two products? And I say this, the RNA drops is heavier on monatomic. I mean, it's got more monatomic, you know, it's more potent in that realm. But we do put it into this product as well. So you're still getting that. So they are different. But what I wanted was I wanted one step, mm-hmm. you know. So
it's simple.
Yeah. I wanted to combine as much as possible. Just, yeah.
Okay. So it's called DNA Evolve, but yep. you need to go to rnaevolve.com to access right. the information and the products.
And okay. make sure you enter that code GC11 in the shopping cart to get your grandfathered price locked
right
in.
Right on. And now, Matthew, can you share anything else that's going on in the alternative health industry, because I mean, you do seem to have a lot of information on what's going on behind the scenes.
I can share, and what I want to bring up today is, what is your body mostly comprised of besides empty space?
Oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen.
That's water. Water. Okay, now here's an interesting tidbit. I live in Wisconsin in a very nice rural community. And a half an hour from where I live, there's this really cute town, and it's all very nice. It's like Little House on the Prairie, but town has a little issue. And a doctor friend of mine was just contacted by the news because the lead levels were higher in that town than Flint, Michigan. So what I want to tell people is that since you either buy a filter or you are the filter – I don't sell water filtration systems, but you might have some on your site, Alexandra. But if you aren't using a filter, you are the filter. And I think we got to go back to that and just beat the drum to that because, hey, who knew, right? I mean, this is not Flint, Michigan. Our economy's good out here.
Yeah.
And the water was actually worse than in Flint, Michigan, according to what this doctor told me. And he was just on the news for it. And, you know, hey, this is the real deal. I mean, you got to take care of yourself and you got to be conscious. Ignorance and freedom cannot coexist.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, so as usual, check it out. It's RNAEvolve.com. And don't forget your code, GC11, because that locks you in on the lower price. Let me see, Matthew, anything else coming up in the future? Are you going to be anywhere? Are you going to be talking? Do you have any conferences going on? Anything going on with that?
Well, I have things going on. My book there is Allow. I launched that, and it became an Amazon bestseller in three categories and an international bestseller on the Canadian list. And let me see if I can bring it up here.
Yeah, I was looking for it.
That is the book right there. Now, you can get this for free as an ebook if you just go to allow.ws. If you want the book, it's available, but it's Mastering the Law of Least Effort to Achieve Your Desires.
Love it.
So I think you're tapping into this, the whole conversation about how we can intend, we can create. That's what we're talking about, is intention and creation. And it comes with videos that come along with the book. It's all tied together. And you get it for free online, allow.ws. But anyway, I have a publisher now that wants to take it from Amazon to the regular mainstream books. So that'll be coming in the future, but not anytime in the, you know, in the near future. So
okay,
that's about it. You know, that's pretty much it. I'm doing what we're doing.
Keep me posted. And everybody, Matthew's about to have twins.
Oh, you shared that one, yeah.
He's about to have twins.
Yeah, that has been, when you asked anything coming in the near future, I'm like, well, I think business is going to grow, but we're going to focus on, we got some other business to take care of now. Yeah.
Oh my God, twins, how precious.
Yeah, it's an interesting
thing. And especially to be born right now, they're probably going to just be the most special little babies.
Yeah, I always wonder about that. What kind of children are strategically coming in at this time?
Sure.
Because you know they're doing it on purpose. They're bringing something.
They're like little masters.
Yep.
Ancient souls coming in to help all of us ground crew get through the stuff.
Yeah, powerful. Because if I had a choice, I wouldn't come in at this time. I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of people, they vie to be able to get down here right now because this is supposed to be the most amazing time to be able to see this big, huge leap into heaven on earth.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally feel in many ways we've gotten through some of the most difficult times.
I hope so.
And a lot of the doom and the gloom, I want to remind people that even if something were to occur, we do have a lot more authority to work directly with Father God and Mother Earth. We have so much authority to be able to allow this to unfold with grace and ease. It doesn't have to be this horrible event that we keep reading about.
Yeah.
We just need to step into our authority.
I heard you talk about this exact thing.
So important. I mean, I get that message constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right, and that should be, you should write a book about that, about stepping into your authority, because I think that is the answer of all answers.
I could write a book about a mile long. I just need more time, Matthew.
I know.
I need more me's.
Yes. Well, you're busy. You got a lot going on.
If anyone can figure out how to have more me's, get more stuff done, let me know. And also, I just want to remind everybody, we are about to launch our new website. We thought we were going to do it this week, but it didn't happen. So it should be coming up here shortly. I'm pretty excited about it. It is going to have a new look to it, so you need to be patient, but it's also going to be a lot easier to maneuver through. It's very, very cool. Adam Apollo has designed it. He also was the designer of the Thrive website. If you haven't been up there, it's phenomenal. And Nassim Harriman's website. He's just really gifted. So I'm very excited about that. And I work with Adam Apollo because it's such a natural fit. We both work directly with the Guardian Alliance, and he very much is focused on the academy. And so it's just a natural gateway. Also, don't forget, we are just about to release what's called the Divine Blueprint Reset. We're so excited about this. This is a new service that will be put out by Jeff Godfrey. Really, really, really powerful. And it's literally bringing you back to the pure potential, the pure intention of what you came here to do. So that's pretty exciting. We also have the Guardian Protection Initiation. We've been getting great feedback on that. That's really helping with artificial intelligence. It's building up your protective field, really cleaning out all of the anomalies that we've collected as a guardian or a starseed to protect ourselves. That's really an important one. That's phase four. And as everyone knows, we're world renowned for the IRP processes. If, you know, one of these days, I'm going to go into a lot more depth into that. I've waited for the green light to be able to give a lot more information about that. That will probably be coming shortly. Oh my God. I have my new kit that's coming out called Removing the Veils. It's an eight sequence galactic alchemical essence package that I will basically be giving you to work with on a daily basis. I'm very excited about that. So as you can see, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We also have some new alliances being worked on, and one of them is involved with the ufology community. The most important thing to me is making sure that these alliances are the three keys: integrity, honesty, and non-corruptibility. For all you guardians out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because I, as well as many others, have continued to experience, let's just put it this way, corruptible situations with those that we've worked with in the past. So we want to make sure that we hit the ground without any interference, because the dark are very cunning. Huh, Matthew?
Yeah, well, you know what? I just want to say, all you just never stop. you talked about this kit you just said, that removing the veil. Yeah, you were just talking about that last year, and you made it happen and all these other things. That is actually, I don't know how you do it. Like, I thought I create a lot, but you just never stop. You just
keep. I haven't, but you know, I'm so behind. I have not created my South African, I have the core, but I haven't created my South African essences yet.
That's
I can hear them right now going, yeah, you really need to get that done.
Yeah. But it's not easy, though. I mean, everybody thinks, oh, you know, what does it take to actually create? A lot.
It's a lot.
There's a lot that goes into a single product, let alone a kit.
Yes. Especially my alchemy is so unique from the standpoint that I'm not only putting physical elements in there, but I'm also putting my own alchemical encodements in there that are, you know, all different sorts of things. So it's a very complex formula. It's got tons of stuff in it. It's not just like taking, making an essence from one flower.
Right.
You know? So, and that's where I'm at right now, is I'm making sure, because I really want to support the healers. By the way, healers out there, this will be amazing for you when you're working with your clients. That's what I was wanting to do, was really empower and assist the healers with their clients and helping them remove the veils. So, that's coming pretty shortly. People keep hearing about this, but I still haven't gotten everything done. Anyway.
It's coming, though. I see it coming together. Yeah.
Well, hey, I got to look at you. You're like constantly on it. On top of that, Matthew and I are talking about doing a product together. We just haven't gotten that off the ground yet. So.
Yeah, it'll happen. We keep saying it, it's going to come just manifest.
Yeah. It'll manifest on the inner plane, though.
Yeah.
You just got to make it. But anyway, just want to say thank you for listening. And I think you just know how much we appreciate you. We appreciate what you do. And even when you're going to work each day, one of the messages that came through with one of the clients that I have, and I don't think he'll mind, is I really want to put it out there to work with the Guardians in particular, this came through last week, is just having a quick, maybe half hour consult with you guys, especially when you're in the corporate world, but it doesn't have to be, so that maybe I can assist you in determining why you're really where you are. We tend to feel that we're failing because we're in a 3D job instead of maybe running our own company, or instead of being in the alternative world and whatever capacity that ends up being. And the fact of the matter is, you guys are on the front line, and there's a lot of realizations that have come forth for me in recognizing that you are truly collecting intel, and you are truly dispensing and dispersing energies that are valuable to all of the light forces. So if you're interested in that, drop me an email and we'll talk. Okay. I mean, I have so much more. I could continue making announcements, but I don't want to overwhelm everybody because I'm already overwhelmed. Anyway, thanks, everybody. We love you. As usual, check out galacticconnection.com. We will talk to you shortly. And next Tuesday, same time, same place. And namaste.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Matthew. Bye.